This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
8:39 in the morning, you are listening to The Morning Run with Shazana, Shaoning and Philip. A group of 55 individuals led by Datuk Sri Nazir Razak has written to the Yang di-Pertuan Agong to request for the formation of a non-partisan assembly to propose reforms for systemic national change for political, economic and social stability. The Better Malaysia Assembly, as it's called, would report to the Conference of Rulers.
Now, the letter noted that parliamentarians often fail to address structural issues because they prioritise short-term interests and their own election. And therefore, a deliberative platform would be a better approach to push for these institutional reforms. The group instead would identify specific policies and legislative changes that are required and put it forth to parliament for it to consider and debate.
But will this bring about the change that Malaysians want? Or will this be another exercise in futility? We are asking you on our Twitter account today at BFM Radio, what do you think of this proposal? Please weigh in with your thoughts. We'll check on the results at the end of the segment. But for more on the Better Malaysia Assembly, we do have on the line Datuk Sri Nazir Razak, longtime banker and chairman of Ikhlas Capital. He initiated this letter. Good morning, Datuk Sri. Thanks so much for joining us. So give us the background on why you initiated this letter and the proposal for a Malaysian reset.
Thank you. No, I first publicly mooted this idea of a reset back in 2015. Basically, I argued that our system that we have today, this was substantially designed in 1970 and is no longer fit for purpose. It needs a reset, and countries do this from time to time. We saw this in Indonesia after the Asian financial crisis, South Africa after apartheid, and of course, in Malaysia's case, after May 13th, Chile is doing it now. And such a reset is difficult for Parliament to undertake because, especially in a system like us, politics in Parliament is very partisan, and the presence of identity in political discourse is overwhelming. So you saw, how Badawi, Najib, and even Mahathir 2.0 all began essentially as reformist governments, but failed to change very much. We felt that since 2015, our politics has deteriorated further. This has affected the economy and also our ability to fight COVID. And so when I discussed this with a number of people, I think the feeling was that we should try to move this idea forwards.
So as you were saying, your discussion with a couple of people and it's been signed by 55 individuals from a cross-section of society, from NGOs, retired politicians and civil servants. How were the 55 individuals selected?
Yeah, it's a very diverse group, but, it's not fully representative of Malaysian society. Of course, it was limited by, our networks. But the point is, these are not our suggestion as to who should comprise this assembly, and that would be a separate process. This is just people who said that, look, this is a good idea. That's all it is. And most of these people actually are retired and probably wouldn't have the time or capacity to be to actually actively take part in assembly anyway. But the other important point that I wanted to demonstrate by this group is that there are Malaysians in there with very opposing views, and they came together to do this. Many of them actually said to me initially that didn't want to co-sign because they saw some names that they didn't like. But that was just what I wanted to demonstrate, that Malaysians with differences can come together to find better solutions and compromises for us to move forward. I mean, if you look at the list, there are, Malay nationalists, there are the youth leaders, there are also, trade unionists, who, a couple of whom used to burn my effigy when I was a banker. So we really, reached out so that we had this diverse group. But, make no mistake, none of these people think or expect to be part of the actual assembly if it takes off. It's just a group of people, 55 people say that they support. And I hope that, more and more names will come forward and support this. 55 will go to 100, will go to thousands. That's why we want to create a momentum behind a very simple idea.
So, Dr. Sri, I want to discuss a little bit more about this Better Malaysia Assembly. How is it going to be like this first step in the national reset? How will it really work, the mechanics of it?
Well, the first step is to set the right stage for the deliberations. What are the red lines? What should we not bother discussing. Then beyond that, the remit should be broad. I mean, Malaysia has had many consultative councils and committees and all that with specific remit. I think my argument is that everything in Malaysia is so intertwined because of the multi-ethnic complexion of our society. So you cannot be too restrictive in terms of the remit. And you will find that what we actually need is to kind of do deals between specific reform ideas. I mean, you could discuss affirmative action and vernacular schools, you know, how to kind of trade off between the two so that eventually we have a truly Malaysian society. I think then you need the right set of people. I think you need the good, you need the great, but you also need the ordinary. If you look at some of these assemblies that are happening across the world, some of them actually even include a few randomly selected citizens as well. So that it's just not the elites or the intellectuals that discuss this. Ordinary people also get to attend these assemblies. Finally, I think, of course, you need resources and access to data so that you can do the best possible job.
So that's a point exactly that we have a question for you, Dato' Sri. Who will decide and who will be invited to take part? Because there are already question marks about whether this whole Better Malaysia Assembly will end up being very elite.
Yeah, so I the letter says, you know, to select the members, there should be a process, and the process should include the Prime Minister, the Leader of the Opposition, and, you know, civil society as well. They should come up with names and then deliberate, and hopefully they agree on all the names. If there are any differences, maybe get an independent institution like the Rulers Council to kind of break any deadlock.
And I just want to get your thoughts on the content and further on to that, because actually in the letter you also say, look, in government there is this MOU where there is a bit of cooperation between Pakatan Harapan, and you say that's not enough because it doesn't deal with, as you say, the three-headed monster of money politics, identity, and also centralization of power.
Yeah, I mean, the MOU brings some good reform initiatives, but, you know, it is a very short-term thing to provide near-term political stability. And I think the reforms, if they take place, are not substantive enough to deal with things like the endemic corruption in our system, which is very linked to how politics and business and the economy are interlinked.
Dato' Sri, it's an interesting proposal, but I'm wondering how realistic you think this actually is. What's the likelihood of this being taken on by the country's political leaders and being put into motion? Because it really does sound like a very long, drawn-out process, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the fact is, I think I have, you know, I and a number of people think that this is the best way forwards. We're putting the idea out there. We hope that there will be reception, if not today, tomorrow, maybe, you know, down the road. I don't know. But, you know, I hope that we don't have to wait for a real breakdown before we resort to this. The examples I gave earlier of countries resorting to this kind of national reset and deliberative platforms are often countries that really have severe breakdowns. Do we want to wait for that? Or do we want to recognize that actually we can be a better country if we really pull together and recalibrate the system now?
On that note, Dato' Sri, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning. That was Dato' Sri Nazir Razak, Chairman of Ikhlas Capital and one of the initiators for the proposal for a Better Malaysia Assembly to set Malaysia's political, economic and social reforms forward.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.